Chairperson, I take this opportunity to thank you for convening this conference to take forward the ideas presented by in the UN Secretary General's plan of action to prevent violent extremism. The discussion on preventing violent extremism takes place at a time when the international community is struggling with the twin menace of violent extremism and terrorism. Only recently, the terrorist attacks in Brussels and Lahore reflected the true manifestation of this malaise. The menace of violent extremism has acquired a truly global dimension, often moving hand in hand with global terrorism. There can be no justification whatsoever for resorting to violent extremism. We understand that the Secretary General's plan of action to prevent violent extremism is expected to be discussed at a greater length in the UN General Assembly in the coming months, and the discussions now in Geneva are expected to reflect further on the gaps and challenges in it so as to move a step forward. As the SG points out in his report, we don't fully understand what drives violent extremism and what leads a person to graduate from violent extremism to outright terrorism. Therefore, the only sensible thing to do is, as the report advises, to focus on preventing the disease rather than seeking a cure. The UNSG's suggestion for a national plan of action, which includes developing the path of sustained economic growth, social and economic inclusion, combating discrimination, is what member states are already striving to achieve in their respective jurisdictions. Though there is the observation made in the report that preventing violent extremism is both a commitment and an obligation for all member states under the UN Charter, we do feel that the report is not clear about the sort of enabling international framework that must be also put in place to support plans that will be put in place at the national level. Experience in combating terrorism over the last few decades should have taught us how frustrating the lack of supportive international environment can be to a member state. For instance, how does the international community react if a state willfully and as a matter of state policy does not make efforts to stamp out violent extremism within its jurisdiction? The international community is converging in acknowledging the clear and present danger of extremism and terrorism, but there still remains differences when it comes to the question of taking resolute action. A classic case in point is the lack of progress we see on the long-pending proposed Comprehensive Convention on International Terrorism, whose early finalization was called for and endorsed by the leaders in the World Summit over a decade ago in 2005. In conclusion, we are hopeful that the end product of these deliberations at this conference would continue to fill the important gaps that I have pointed out. Thank you, Mr. Chairperson.